It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. If you are Bobby Fischer, reclusive chess champion, quite unlikely to ever again venture outside, the internet is a perfect place to hide. The whole world spins around your computer screen, and if you do want a few quick games of high-level chess, you're only keystrokes away. Nigel Short is a chess grandmaster who is now convinced that he's been playing Bobby Fischer and losing to Bobby Fischer on the internet. One giveaway, Short says, was his mysterious opponent's unorthodox opening moves.
Once he just brought his king right out into the center of the board, it was almost as if it was begging to be mated, and he quickly ran his king back into safety. So he'd given me several tempi. But it didn't stop him winning the game.
Your point is about these unorthodox openings, that a computer would not do that. I mean, these are basically mistakes in a way.
A player could make these moves and then switch on his computer and start playing almost perfect chess. But the guy also made mistakes, and there were enough mistakes in his play to convince me it wasn't a computer. The fact that he was extremely familiar with players in the chess world, and the fact he was playing so well, it was all these things together which has made me quite sure. Incidentally, I can say he was also extremely polite, and he had a very good sense of humor.
That's not in keeping with at least the public persona of Mr. Fischer in the past.
That is correct. I spoke to him for many, many hours, actually, over these on these four occasions.
I mean, typing back
the
and
guy,
forth.
It's by typing. Yeah.
Yes.
he didn't seem crazy at all. It was interesting because, of course, I began playing chess when Bobby played against Boris Spassky in 1972, and there was a huge amount of publicity at the time, and stories about him were they were often very strange, you know. But from my chat on the internet, he was, as I say, very polite and a very funny guy. He's a very sharp wit. He was extremely biting about some of the other characters in the chess world.
You mean a bit gossipy?
Yeah.
Did you ever think about simply typing in, "Are you Bobby Fischer?"
Well, I didn't really see the point of asking him directly, because if he says yes or no, I'm none the wiser. I once asked him who was the best blitz player he'd ever played against.
In fast chess.
His reply came that if I am who you think I am, I would answer Michal Tal. And Michal Tal was the former Soviet world champion. But it was an interesting answer. You know, by itself, this answer doesn't prove anything. But altogether, I think the circumstantial evidence is pretty overwhelming.
Now, due to the circumstances, the way you were logged on to the internet, nobody actually knows who was playing. Nobody was really watching, and the games have not been recorded. You say that that's a shame because they were thrilling games, and it would be wonderful to publish them someday.
Well, I think any game of Bobby Fischer's is worth publishing. I mean, games even from his childhood, when he was a relatively weak player. I mean, he is just perhaps the most important player in chess history, and these were very interesting games.
Mr. Short, thank you for explaining this for us.
Okay, thank you very much, too.
Nigel Short is a chess grandmaster in Britain. We reached him at a chess tournament he's playing in Buenos Aires, Argentina.